In today's gospel, our Lord Jesus says these words to the apostles. These are the words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And indeed, it is this theme of fulfillment that is at the very heart of what St. Luke, the gospel writer, wants us to see, both in his gospel and he wrote the Acts of the Apostles. As Stephen was reading that text from the Acts, it struck me, these are very eloquent words coming from a fisherman. If you sort of think of the kind of person that Peter was, he didn't go to seminary for 8 years, and yet he's able to speak these words with such clarity, such beauty, such precision, if all preachers could be that precise. But here's the point. What we have in the words of Peter, of course, are the words that he declared within days of our Lord's resurrection. But then the church had the opportunity over the course of many decades to reflect on those words. And St. Luke, when writing his account in the Acts, is bringing about a beautiful distillation of the heart of the apostolic message. And what we hear in this message is that Jesus Christ is both the Messiah of Israel and he is the Lord of history. The Messiah of Israel and the Lord of history. In that passage from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter put it this way. You rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you. Listen to this. You killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. So on the one hand, you allowed for a murderer to go free, and you killed the author of life. What a contrast. But here's the remarkable thing, that the one who is the author of life, because he is the author of life, does not stay dead. He truly is raised from the dead. And I love how St. Luke, who, by the way, we know was a doctor, we know this to be so because in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, St. Paul, in sending greetings, says, "And the beloved physician, Luke, greets you as well." And what I love about Luke's account of the resurrection is you can see the eye of a physician, his eye for detail. When he talks about how the Lord says, "Here, touch me, I'm not a ghost." And then, "Do you have anything here that I can eat?" And so what St. Luke wants us to see, first of all, is the sheer physicality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then we're told that Jesus then opened to them the scriptures so that they could see clearly how he was the fulfillment of everything that the Old Testament said about the Messiah. And that's the first thing we celebrate. 2,000 years later, here we are celebrating the fact that Jesus is the Messiah because you and me, we have believed these first witnesses. That this story has been passed on generation from generation to generation. But not only is the story passed on to bring us to where we are today, but let me make this one other point. Listen to what Peter says towards the end of his homily. Jesus, who must remain in heaven until the time of the universal restoration that God announced long ago through his holy prophet Moses. Remarkable. All the way back, 1,400 years before the coming of Jesus Christ, Moses spoke of this prophet, who was not only the Messiah of Israel, but the Lord of history. And so this is the other dimension of Easter, that we look forward to a universal restoration. Of course, from where we are now, that's still in the future. But this is what then inspires the church to be the kind of community that in the present practices what we call the corporal and spiritual acts of mercy. This is why the church, at her best, seeks to be a restorative community. Because what we want to do is to continue to announce the Messiah, who is also the Lord, And we are living our lives in such a way that we want to embody this. David in the psalm is able to articulate the remarkable fact of what it means to be human when he says, O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. And then he asks, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals, that you do care for them? Easter declares that God does indeed care for us, that he truly is mindful of us. When we know that Jesus is the Messiah, when we know that Jesus is the Lord of history, we then see in the person sitting next to us a person of profound dignity and worth. C.S. Lewis put it this way: next to the Holy Sacrament itself, the most holy reality in your life is that person sitting next to you. And one day that person will be either an immortal glory or an immortal terror. Such is the reality of our human existence. What a gift it is to be a people of the resurrection, to be a people who know the Lord, and to be those who are invited to continue to witness that the one spoken of in the Holy Scriptures, the one present on this altar today, is the Messiah of Israel, and he is the Lord of history.